Hi, everyone. Well, today is the 8th of November, 2017, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. And as usual, we always clear the date in case you're connected to this date from the past. Bring in member the past reality of whatever happened for each year back that happened on this date that got connected to you. So remember, it's like the anniversary date. You may remember, well, you know, like just like your anniversary if you were married or something, or your birthday. You know, you always remember that date. And with that comes the hologram of what happened to you maybe last year or previous years. And, you know, different things can happen. And then that creates another hologram for you. And sometimes there's traumas involved that you keep recycling. So that's why we cleared the date, just making it very simple here. Here we go. So let's release this date from you, this energetic cording from your past. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And next we'll energize the light being or light beings on your monitor screen. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to energize them to bring you peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And now if you have a situation happening, we'll tend to clear that for you. So think of something that's going on. And here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So we'll turn it over to our co-host tonight. And our co-host is Michelle. So are you ready to come forward, Michelle, out of the dressing room and stuff?
Yes, I am here. And hello, everybody. Welcome once again to Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Healing Show. I hope we have some new listeners that we maybe picked up, people that came to the New York show, although a lot of people that came to the New York show were people that have been listening to Ron for a really long time, I think. It was very interesting. It was wonderful to meet some of those people. So if there has been any confusion, I know lately we've been, a couple shows ago, we were trying to figure out how to get on the show. There was something going on, but we figured it out. So the easy way to do it now, unless you're going online, which is really easy, but if you want to call from your phone, you can still do that, and I will give you the phone numbers. They are found on the right-hand side of the website under the BBS, and it's the same phone number, and let me see, I think I just lost it, so I'm going to maybe talk about something else for a second. I'm going to find it really soon and get you guys those numbers, and then it's just a matter of dialing either a 1 or a 2, depending on what night you are listening. So I know I received an email about it. Okay. Well, I'll move on to something else, and when I come across that email, because there's a long list of emails here, I will tell you those numbers. But first off, let's see what we have. We have something coming up on Saturday. We have a really special call, and it happens to be happening fairly early in the morning compared to maybe most calls. So I believe it starts at 10 a.m. New York time and 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's going to include Ron and another speaker that's going to talk about the financial bridge to the new earth. And Ron, did you want to just say a little bit more about that? Because the Wednesday show is a great time to talk about it because people have a few days to get everything together.
Yeah, it'll start at 10 o'clock, and you can get on that if you wish. It's a $20 donation. And after you do that, just you know, copy the PayPal receipt, and then from there, in the subject box, just say November 11th, the workshop, that would be fine, and I'll send you over the login for that, for your telephone. And it'll go from 10 to 6, so this would be great, from 2 o'clock to 2:30, something like that. It could be slightly longer, but... It's just another break at about 2 o'clock. And from there, the first part is going to be how to like navigate the finances on the new Earth, in a sense. So that'll be very informative. You want to get your pencil and paper out to take notes. And then I'll be doing clearings, healings, the last part of that. So it'll be quite interesting. So it'll be a very, you know, it's a long workshop, and it'll be a lot of fun. So from there, what I'm going to say is that I have two more wonderful VBS radio spots coming up here. It should be starting tomorrow for the first one. If you want to check it out, it'll be on, which is, you know, Thursday. So it'll be Thursday at 4 o'clock, and the next one will be Sunday at 7. And what we're going to be doing is, since a lot of people kind of like the BBS, I mean, excuse me, the CTR radio programs, we're going to be playing those at Kathy and I, and maybe Kathy giving her a lot of credit for this as kind of like, in a sense, choreographed everything here. So there's more in order, so you can get a lot of information. So if you have some friends that may be kind of interested in what we're doing, these shows are very informative, and they stay on track for what we're talking about through the whole show. And also, the healing that we do on them will also work. So if you want to hear my voice again, anyway, we'll get into that. But I'll be on there. So it'll be Thursday at 4, and that's California time, Pacific time. And it'll be a show 7 o'clock on Sunday. And I believe they're both Station 1. So there should be lunch tomorrow unless there's difficulties involved with that, but you can check it out. And so we'll say 99% of those start tomorrow. So I guess we could get on with our show tonight. Michelle, see what's really exciting out there with questions or testimonials.
Yes, we do have some. I found the phone number. But, Ron, before I go on, your phone is a little bit warbly, so maybe plug in or something.
Okay yeah. I'm in a kind of an area where the signal kind of is a little goofy, so let me see. And now I got three bars. Before, I maybe had one, so hopefully it's good now, okay?
It is, yeah. It's a little bit better, okay. Okay, so the phone number is, it's one number. So it's 605-475-1600, and on Monday and Wednesday, that's Station 1, so you press 1, and on Friday and Saturday, that's Station 2, so you press 2. So it's the same number, so y'all can stick that in your phone, and then if you happen to want to listen to the radio show but you're not near your computer, that's always an option. Okay, so hope that works for everybody. And, all right. So, Ron, the first thing we have here is, could you please do a sample healing of the poverty clearing?
Okay, so the sample would be, you need to think of a time in maybe this lifetime, that's the best for you, of when you maybe had a scarcity and you were in poverty. Remember, that's still with you unless you clear it. So you need to think of a time when maybe you didn't have any money, if that's what the case would be. And that energy is still with you, which could recycle. So here we go. Think of that one situation that you can bring up. Normally, it'll be probably the worst situation that you had. Remember, you're looking at memory. So almost always the strongest memory of a situation comes forward first, whether it be a great one or a bad one, okay? One that makes you feel good, one that makes you feel bad. The strongest energy comes forward first. That's what you want to get rid of, and this may help you out somewhat. Here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. So we do have a testimonial, and I think that this is about having the energies put in our home. It says, every place in my house feels clean and sparkly. And if New Earth energy gets hold in it, the location clearings or playing the 12 source energies brings it right back to the New Earth. Thank you, thank you.
Why don't you repeat that about what two clearings this person has found to kind of refresh in their home to maybe reset it so they don't have, negative energies there.
Yeah, they suggest the location clearing and not any specific one in that, just the location clearing in general. So I'm not sure if you would write in other or new earth energies. I'm not sure about that. But then they also recommend playing the 12 source energies, which you had recommended previously as well. So that comes as a recording, and I believe most people have access to that recording. I know I have it in a soundbite from an email, and I'm not sure if it's on the YouTube channel or not, but I bet if I just ask where it is, I'll get some suggestions sent to me. That would be awesome. So if anyone wants to email us, it is clsquestions@yahoo.com with comments to things that we talk about or any other questions.
Yeah, so space clearing is listed as location / space. So that's how you would find that clearing, location, space clearing. Okay, back to you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just placing that in our testimonials file. Okay, now this is a question about the November 11th workshop, so that's coming up. They would like the PDF file. Is there going to be a PDF from it?
No, I have a literature on it, so you'd have to send me an email directly, and I can send you the PDF.
Okay,
great.
Anybody
else wants to have a PDF of what we're doing, and if you're interested or wondering what we're going to be doing, just like I said, just send it to this time. Well, it could even go to CLS Questions. You have one there that they can pull up. So you can send it there, and they'll send you off a PDF if you're interested in viewing that. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Yeah, a couple of people have asked for it. Okay, and then this one says, when I buy 4 conference calls at once and want to participate all 4 as absentees, shall I communicate this to Ron each time?
You don't have to, but a lot of people like doing that.
Okay.
So if you feel that you want to do that, that's no problem. I will read it and I'll make sure that, that happens. But once you buy any type of clearing or conference call, you're automatically on it at that moment, when you pay it for that particular time slot, we'll say.
Okay, so they're basically already on, but if they want to email you, they can email you directly, say, hey, Ron, I'm on this call today, and that email is creationlightship@yahoo.com, and that will go directly to Ron. And then you don't usually respond to people, but you do read those before the event so you know that they're there?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct, yeah. And as somebody overseas, somebody was asking about how to get on the calls if they're not in the United States. So one of our listeners wrote in, and they paid for Skype. I think they said it was $2.99, I believe, a month. And that particular Skype, for $2.99, will allow you to call the phone number, and it will allow you to type in the PIN number. So that will work. I don't know if the free one will work or not, but that one does work. So if you're having concerns, kind of figure out how to get on the calls. And I believe that this will work everywhere outside of the U.S. So you may want to buy that and just give it a try. This person has done that, and it works perfectly fine for them. So back to you.
Okay, great. Okay, well, a couple things are just several administrative things in here about different things that we've been talking about, people asking for the November 11th workshop PDF. Let's see what this one says. This one is, Oh, letting you know to fix the phone a little bit. So if you need us to go over what Ron spoke about in the beginning, because it was a little bit hard to understand, he just went over doing the show. It starts for Californians at 7 in the morning and for New Yorkers at 10 in the morning. It will go till 3 or 6. And it's $20 for the day for Saturday. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, it is, yeah. So it'll go from the East Coast time would be from 10 to 6. So Pacific time would be 7 to 3. That is correct, yeah.
Yes. And then it's how we normally do it. So most people are familiar with that. But it is going to be an amazing call, and you are going to get a lot of information that you may not be familiar with at all. So I do suggest that you have something to write with, and that you can write either quickly, like either typing it in or writing, handwriting, whatever's faster for you, because you'll probably be hearing things that you'll want to look up later and go, oh, wow, what was that about? Because it is very, very interesting information, and you'll definitely want to know it. So, and then, Ron, you mentioned also that you'll be doing some healings at the end of the call on that day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all that's about. So thank you, listener, for letting us know. Okay, now this is a question about the natal barcode or name day. And it says, not only birth date, something came to attention that names are assigned a date. Names are assigned a date. I didn't know about that. Not all names, but people with names not listed can be assigned names, similar or grouped together, such as Paula, Pauline, Paulina. So I'm not quite sure if they mean that they have a certain amount of value with the numbers associated with those letters, or what do you think that's about, Ron?
Boy, I don't know. I just don't know on that one. It's interesting. You know, because there's different variations of names. So, I don't know. I guess if your name is Bill, a lot of times they use William, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if William would equal Bill or not. But if you are named Bill, or like the boy named Sue or something, you know, you may want to do names that could be similar and just see if it affects you. Remember, you'd want to do that on your natal barcode. So you want to get that clear in and do that. But or maybe the alien keyword intercept. So I just don't know if there's much energy on that or not. I would think that the aliens would probably be more specific to one name than it would be to multiple or similar names, you know? So I just don't know. You'd have to try that to see. So back to you, Michelle.
Well, okay. You know, the natal barcode clearing is very interesting. It has so many options. Well, not options, but you can put in whatever you want in there to be clear, like credit card numbers, addresses, birth date, license plate numbers, social security numbers, certain words. It's kind of endless what you can put in there. How would you suggest another way to maybe use that? Or what do you think?
People normally do that. They'll put in all that they can recognize, phone numbers, any address they lived in. So it's all how you're being tracked. Remember, where you are, like right now, is, you know, your address on your house, the name of the street, et cetera, is your GPS tracking. That's where you are. You know, you have a phone number, maybe more than one. It may have an internet, connection there with something. Maybe even your IP address. Who knows? That's an idea. So you got to kind of think like an alien. And how would an alien want to connect to you, you know? So that's one way to look at it. Kind of, you know, look at it as if she wanted to connect to you as an alien or somebody else to spy on you. How would they do that? So just write all that stuff down from your past. And remember, your past is just as active as right now. And I don't talk about the future that much. But, you know, maybe they have you hooked up in the future. I'm sure they do because they know when you're not going to be here typically. So you may want to look at that and see if you have any visions from the past or deja vu things happening. You may want to put that in and clear that also. You know, let's just say that for some reason you are thinking of moving. And so naturally you maybe kind of do some research to think where you're going to be moving to. We'll just say it's a different state. And, you know, you're doing all your research and you sort of feel like, you know, maybe you live in Wyoming and you're, you know, you have this vision, which would be a timeline that you're probably creating, but it's still a vision to you. And maybe you want to live in Idaho. And so now you're kind of looking at houses in Idaho, maybe, or something like that. And, you know, you sort of like a certain area there, maybe a certain county or town or something. And, you know, all of a sudden you're creating these timelines, and sure enough, if you were to be a year in the future looking back, you go, yeah, you know, I thought about living in, you know, end of the world Idaho, you know, and that's a nice town, and I want to go there to live, you know. And so, yeah, and so now from a year ago, looking back, that's where you decided to live. Right now it's just a dream as you're creating the timeline for that. So look at it that way, and you want to clear that stuff out of you. And so are the aliens going to use that to track you? You bet. Even in your dream state, they'll track you in end of the world Idaho because they know that you're thinking about that. So back to you.
Well, then, yes, I fully support putting in your credit card numbers. you use those a lot, right? Because they could use that number if you're always, you know, maybe every day or every other day you're buying a little something there, you know, knowing where you are, basically, even though your emotions might be clear and everything.
Yeah, and what's in that chip on the new cards, okay? Remember, the aliens can superimpose something on something, okay? So maybe they're using that chip to put in some type of alien tracking device on the chip itself. And maybe that's how they're tracking you. Okay, just an idea. I think some person I heard, maybe at one of the expos, they took their chip card and they put it in their microwave, and I guess they got rid of the chip. I won't say that's good to do or not, but I don't know if the card would ever work again. But that's what they did. But anyway, just an idea for you. Remember, you don't know what kind of technologies they have and how they can connect to you. And a lot of it even could be subliminal going into a store, you know, telling you different things that they're, you know, talking about in the background music and wanting you to do something. But I think the main abduction location is when you're standing in line at the cashier, because, you know, you're not doing anything there. You're just kind of lined up, maybe looking around with your shopping cart or something. You might be wondering how come the cashier is so slow. But other than that, you're stuck, much like being in gridlock. And so they could probably do a lot to you there because you won't notice, you know, if you're taken up or not because you're not in movement. And, you know, you're not looking for something in the store, so you're kind of maybe being just peaceful, fighting your time out. So anyway, so that's where I think a lot of abductions take place when you're doing that process, either waiting in line and probably mainly when you're checking out. Maybe they're using that credit card, if you're using one, to track you at that moment when you put it into the machine. So not to scare anybody, but remember, they're already here, so, and they're keeping tabs on you. Just look at all the flat-bottom clouds above your head. So back to you, Michelle.
Yep, they're already here, so now you just have to deal with it. And they've been here for a long time, right? Probably been messing with them for a long, long time. Okay, well, yeah, let's talk about the Earth. This next question says, if the Earth is flat, then are other planets in the universe of light flat too, or are they round?
Can't tell you. Don't know.
Okay. Somebody sent us some pictures of their kitties. They look like nice kitties. Okay.
Well, I did have a, I did get an email from a lady, and when we were doing one of the calls, which would be doing the making your house the new Earth, she had her, it looks like her screen door open to her patio. So there's no glass and no screen. And when she was making the her house, we'll say, with the new Earth energy, when we're bringing that in, she had little sparrows that were outside, and they came into her house. And she sent me a picture. There's maybe like something, three sparrows, you know, a couple feet or so inside of her house. I have myself never seen birds typically come into a house, okay? But these birds are there on the floor, you know, very, very sweet looking little, probably sparrows, I would guess. And I have seen, you know, squirrels come in. But other than that, birds normally don't do that. And they came right in because it was so peaceful. So that was really a wonderful picture to see. So back to you, Michelle.
Wow. I have to say, I never heard of anything like that. Wild birds coming into a person's house. Like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yep, they were there.
Wow. Okay. Another listener is wondering, will you be doing a bone density clearing anytime in the future?
Boy.
I think you did something like that.
We're doing the body organ call, and you'll be having a chance on that to input your own particular body location, we'll say, or body organ. You could enter that in there. And that's on the 25th of December, I believe. That'll be $50. So that is what I would say we would have for that. Right now, I'm booked up for the end of the year doing things. We have extra ones planned, you know, that we have now posted. So I'm not planning to add anything more. If we get other people asking, you might, you know, jot down to send me an email maybe in February or something. But I have a lot of expos, February, you know, through April there. And so it's a little hard to do additional sessions. Not that I couldn't do one, but, you know, contacting maybe end of February, and we'll see if we can do something. I think the first weekend in February will be the L.A. Expo, like the 7th or something like that, at the LAX Hilton. So, back to you.
Okay. Yes, L.A. is always actually fun. I enjoy it when I can come. It's fun. Well, I have a testimonial, Ron. Recently, one of my animals needed an operation, and so I just said, yep, and we took her home. And I did several healings on her, and it was kind of funny. They were giving me so many directions, you know, about this and that. And she took all of her medications and everything. But, you know, I had the infection clearing, the pain clearing. She was just happy as a lark all week. She is completely recovered, doing incredibly well. And she's sitting right here listening to your voice right now. So I think she knows that it did her some good. She's very content. So, yay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's a very happy kitty. Okay, so this next question just says Bigfoot, and I believe that this was a discussion on one of the previous shows in the last couple weeks or so. It says that Bigfoot is an option in the drop-down menu of the alien attack page as an alien race. And that's true. I've seen that. It says Bigfoot in there. So I don't know if they attack people, but maybe they do because it's in the drop-down menu. So
if, you could also and you could also use that to send light to those energies too. So, you know, that's one way to look at it. You know, you could look at it and say, well, you know, I've heard of this race here, or like Bigfoot, and do they harm people? Well, if you don't have actual first-hand experience, you really don't know, okay, for you. You know, there may be a lot of documentation and people talking about situations going on, but that's on their timeline, okay? So remember, just because you hear something doesn't always mean that it's real. It is on a timeline and it is real, but maybe it's not on your timeline. So you could take the alien attack page and actually, in a sense, flip it the other way and send these energies light. And if they can accept the light, then it could help them out and take away some of their densities. So you could do that. And, you know, like I said, when I'm out battling, sometimes I'll come up upon something that's not recognizable, and I'll put light into it. Even I do that to the soldiers who are fighting, if they have some crud on them, and it won't destroy them, it'll destroy the darkness. So you could, you know, do that, and it could even help them out somewhat. Maybe you have something hanging on you or in your house or tracking you, watching you, and you could say, well, I think this is, you know, a... we'll just say a Bigfoot, since we talked about that. And I kind of get glimpses of Bigfoot every month, but I don't know if it's really there or going to do something to me. Well, shoot it some light, you know. You use that attack page to bring light to that particular life form, and it may help it out a lot. It could even be maybe your best friend after that. You never know, that you can't see. So, you know, there's been a lot of... strange, we'll say, testimonials that I had over the years of people who have done things like this, and they benefited greatly by it. So you can always do that. It won't hurt anything. In fact, what I tell people to do if you're doing something, like you get the Hex's versus Hex's spell page up, you know, if you bought that clearing, and, you know, you're doing somebody who you know is doing bad things to you, we'll put your name in there too, separately, and clean yourself off. You may be just, you know, similarly bad, or maybe you think about somebody. Maybe you're possessed on seeing somebody, you know, for a relationship, and you keep thinking about them. Well, each time you think about them, you're doing a psychic attack on them. You're a dark side practitioner, you know. So put your name in there to clear that energy off of you. So that's another way of looking at the clearings. Back to you, Michelle.
Right, very important. So let's say you have a dark side practitioner and you put it in your name because it's for you, but you feel that your thoughts have hurt someone else, and then so you put your name also in when it says for the name, you put your name in that as well?
Yeah, your name in by itself, yes, uh-huh.
And okay, so you don't have to say who you're thinking about, but it's about the energy that you're sending out.
Right, uh-huh. Because mm-hmm. you're putting out energies as you think of somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was pretty prevalent, you know, during the election, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, it's 10-2 candidates, right? And so, or even like if you're looking at, if you're a football fan or something, you know, you mean like, one quarterback over another or something. Well, that's judgment, and then you're putting psychic attacks onto that person or the other one that you don't like. So, I mean, that could be good for you. So, you know, put your name in there to clean yourself off. Back to you.
Okay, Mom, is the Bigfoot race, are they stuck here on this planet, and do they go in and out of dimension? Like, how come sometimes people say they see them and then they just disappear?
It depends how strong the timeline is that you're looking at. Remember, you're living different timelines.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at the copy and paste feature that the aliens have, maybe on one of the timelines that they copied you on, maybe you're walking, you know, from your house to a store. You know, maybe you're walking a half a mile to the store. Okay, so that now's copy and pasted. And maybe in one of those times that you're doing that, maybe for some reason the alien race that created you every 10 minutes, remember the different ones, maybe they gave you a lot of intuitive, could use the word psychic powers, we'll say, so you're able to see more in the invisible. And so on that one timeline, all of a sudden you may see, aliens walking down the street, for instance, okay, which could maybe in the hologram. And all the other ones that you have, maybe there's 50 of them, so the other 49, you don't have that. And you go, wow, you know, I saw aliens walking down the street. And then you try to replicate that again by looking at it, and now you go out, you know, the next day, and you already went through your timeline experience, and now you're trying to, you know, you're hiding behind trash cans and trees, walking to your little supermarket or something, afraid they're going to be popping out on the street, and it's not on your timeline. So that's why sometimes you can see things, other times you can't. Remember, all timelines are real. They do exist, and all timelines are physical because the mind matrix that's connected to you, to your brain, and it overshadows that, connects to it, that creates the images for you, the motion picture, your very own, movie theater, the cinema there, and you have everything in full view, and it's all real. And, you want to clean yourself off. So what timeline are you viewing? Because they're all going to be a possibility, and they're all going to be a real possibility. And that's probably how they get you a lot when you have your reoccurring dreams of the same situation. They just go, oh, we got a lot of mileage out of this one here. Boy, this is a great find. We better keep them on this, you know, torture timeline here. We really love that. We can get lots of energy from them. And they keep recycling your particular fear. Maybe it might not be the exact same one, but they do find the fear button in you. And lo and behold, they're stealing your energy in you and your spirit. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that does not sound good. Okay, let's see here. We have a lot of new stuff in the inbox. Thank you very much, listeners. It says, are the 12 source energies on a VBS show in archives? They may be. I actually have them on a disc, so I must have gotten a email at some point, and it was printed or audio imprinted onto a disc, and I play that upstairs to clear the energy, and I've also played it in my car. So let me just see. We might have some other...
I think we did a show around Christmas, one of the Christmas times, I think, around that, where we brought the 12 source energies in, I believe, and also one of the CTR radio shows will have that. So bringing up that again, we have two new VBS radio spots. Should be launched tomorrow, and it would be at 4 o'clock on Thursday, Pacific time, and 7 o'clock on Sunday. I believe they're both Station One, and these are going to be the CTR radio shows being broadcast on VBS radio. So you can hear the complete format of all those shows. I know we have quite a few of them. And so each, the two shows will be the same. So you can have your friends listen or yourself and just have a better understanding of what we do, you know, as far as clearings and healings, because they're all formatted, and Kathy did a wonderful job bringing these shows forward. Put lots and lots of time into it for everybody. So I want to give her, you know, a thanks there. And now we're going to put them on BBS so people can hear them. So it'll be the same show Thursday and Sunday each week. And it should be launching tomorrow. From there, if something is going on where I want to do a live show, then I can do that also on those two shows too. But right now, we're going to be doing archives on them. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for talking about that again, Ron. Just to clarify that, there will be two more shows added, and there will be archives. So archives will be run until different further notice on Thursday and Sunday. So we do have a kind of an answer here for the 12 source energies. It says that they are towards the end of the 17 divine heart-based, I believe that's energies or that's the name of a video, on YouTube. So probably under Creation Lightship on the YouTube channel, there is one called 17 Divine Heart-Based. And towards the end of that, there is the 12 source energies. And it's quite a long recording. I believe it always works, and it just brings in the energies. It was recorded from an older show, and it's really nice. And by the way, I always do like to mention, especially if there's new people, that the archives are really great to listen to, particularly the older ones. Because you do a lot of healings on them, and it gives people a really nice overview of what's going on, who you are, how it all works, what can be done. Basically, the fact that almost anything that you're dealing with, there is a healing that can really make a huge impact on your life on the website. And it's really up to each individual person to go on the website and look at the list of healings, hopefully start with the emotional healing first, but then after that, there's a suggested list of healings to do, but really you just go, hey, is there anything that I personally need? And, you know, you make that decision for yourself. So, thank you, listeners. Hopefully people can find it under 17 Divine Heart Based on the YouTube videos. And there's probably a lot more people who also wrote in, so I'll continue checking out the new emails here. Okay. Okay. Okay, people are asking why we are talking about the phone call that is going to occur on the 11th, which is Saturday. They're wondering what kind of a conference call it is. So...
What I do is just ask for the flyer. So just send, like I said, in the subject box, November 11th workshop, and you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo, and then we'll just forward you over the workshop flyer to see if you would like to call in and listen on that, which is $20.
Okay. So really, the difference is that we have a new speaker who's going to be coming on and hopefully talk for several hours about the knowledge that she has come across and has been working with for several years. She has extensive knowledge about this, and it has to do with the finances and how that's going to move us into the new earth, and it's something that has been prepared for, and she's going to help us, basically teach us how to move into that. There's a lot to it, and trust me, you don't want to miss it. It's really, really going to be amazing, especially for $20. So that's an amazing deal. Okay, so I'm looking for a copy of that I can send to people, and I have a lot of people who are requesting that document.
I think Ann has it. She knows where it is, so Ann can probably take care of that for you. I think she has it herself. She sent out a few of them so far. So.
Okay, because I know I actually have a physical copy of it, but I don't have any way to scan it. And then I have it as an attachment, but I don't know if I can forward that directly. So.
Ann can do that.
Okay. So I'm just marking the ones of people that are asking then. Okay, well, this is an interesting one. It says, will Ron be doing a special curses call? I don't know if you mentioned that, but it says, you had mentioned that you would consider doing a special curses, hexes, and spells call in early December of 2017. Do you know if you will still be doing this and when this may happen?
It wouldn't be until next year. Yeah, it'd be next year sometime if I do it.
Okay, and if you had considered doing that, Ron, would you want people to have already done their whole life healing on that?
Yeah, they'd want to at least get their feet wet to clear off some of the energies, yeah.
Yeah.
So that definitely, yes, as far as prerequisite, yes.
Okay. Good, so that would be a prerequisite. And that is a great one to have, because you know what? It's in our culture. It's in a lot of media. It's been a lot of movies for years. There's a lot of TV shows about that type of thing. I think it's been in our folklore and in our, stories going back in every culture from ancient times, that type of thing. And it basically is just mental energy, right, Ron? So almost everybody has been subjected to some type of curse effects or spells in this life or in another.
Yeah, that's correct. And what happens when those people on the TV screen, do the two fingers like the devil horns? What does that mean to you when you see that? What are they projecting to you? I'll leave it at that. So back to you.
Yeah, I won't comment either because it is something. But that would be a good specific thing to clear in that particular clearing. So if anyone is interested in getting that and they don't already have it, it is under C because it starts out with curses, hexes, and spells. So in the list of healing, you'll find it alphabetized under C. And it does come as a whole life healing. And then if you get unlimited, you can do specific issues that you may believe have occurred or if you know that they have occurred. And I can attest it is probably one of the most incredible healings you will do. It is wonderful. It works every time, and it works very well.
Yeah, that's one of them that you probably definitely want to buy the unlimited to do that. Get the whole lifetime to clean you out and then get the unlimited because you could have this stuff coming to you daily even. And that's also true if you do the dark side practitioner. First do your whole lifetime and then do from there, the unlimited of that. Because, one or two, three clearings of these typically will not release them off of you, especially if the person is still thinking of you in your life. They want to do something to you. So, maybe they somehow are jealous of you for some reason and they're not going to stop. Well, you don't know that. So you think you do one and you feel better. Well, the next day they put another one on you. So that's why you want to, get the unlimited version after you do your whole lifetime. So back to you.
Yeah, very, very good idea to have it. Okay, really great question. We got a couple of them here. We have a few more minutes. It gets a little philosophical, and I like these ones. Why are the dark astral planes still allowed to exist?
Because you have free will, free choice, and that brings in darkness. And you don't want to have free will, free choice. You want to be in the now where you're peaceful. Back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, so then, okay, so this has a couple parts. So they made a comment on their own first question. It says, because that is where aliens have been keeping us stuck for eons at a time. And then the next question is, why aren't there vases set up so that the spirits from the dark astral planes can be helped and redirected to source energy?
Because you're still in duality. It's sort of like, you know, asking the mind to free you from this prison planet, okay? And they're not going to give you a way out. That's why you have so many metaphysical books to take you down the rat hole. They don't want you to leave. They're trying to teach you how to get stuck more. So you're looking for help by asking the mind energy for help. And that's the last place you want to look, is outside of yourself to get help from a book. Remember, the whole thing is getting the proper book, one page in the book, which will say, go within. If I were to write a book, it would be that. So I think we have a few minutes left here for our show. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, well, I believe we may have a definitive answer on where to find the 12 Source Energies recording. The original one apparently was done on CTR archives, which are on the website. On the right-hand side, it says CTR. It was done in 2013 on the very first episode of 2013, about 10 minutes in. So if people want to go directly there, they can actually listen to it and record their own version onto possibly an app or a recording device on their phone or some other method, and or just listen to it, or just have that played. Play
the home. Yeah, that should be good. So, yeah, it should be, if we launch it tomorrow, you should hear it tomorrow, Thursday, at 4 Pacific, or Sunday at 7 Pacific, and I think they're both station 1. So if it's on the first show, you're going to hear it then, and then you can go to BBS and pull that number 1 archive up all the time. So back to you.
Oh, did you start the CTR recordings on 2013? Was that the first time you did it?
No. I did it before that, but I just don't recall when. I believe I probably have done maybe 5 shows with the 12 Source Energies.
Okay, so that was just one of them. Alrighty. Okay, well, let's see. We have just a few more minutes here. Just seeing if there's any new questions. Okay, Finance Conference. Someone's wondering if you would consider making an audio recording of the event on Saturday and make it available to purchase on your YouTube channel or in some other way.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I believe the people that will be speaking want to relay some amount of information, but you're going to need more information, so you're going to have to work with them if you want to continue through their website. So it would be best to just write down what you need and get that information firsthand, and then you'll probably have to do some studying on your own and then decide how you want to move forward. Okay. Oh, yeah.
This is personal to you, not to be disseminated to the world, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And maybe that one of the reasons is because this type of information, it is best if you've done several of Ron's healings first, because it will just help it go so much easier and more smoothly, and so you just kind of carry on with it instead of getting emotionally attached to anything. So that's why it's specifically being done this way. So, okay, so Ron, just before we go, we have one more minute. It says you can also find the 12 Source Energies on YouTube under the title Divine Creation Lightship 12 Source. Okay, so again, it's on YouTube, and the title is Divine Creation Lightship 12 Source. So lots of different ways to access that information and have it playing in your home. And that is it. Thank you, people, for your request. We will get the flyer out to you in a form of email so you can have something to look at. And hopefully we will see you on the call on Saturday. And we will probably discuss it a little bit on Friday as well. Okay, Ron, that's it.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.
Ron, I have one more thing to mention. Some people want to attend the event live, and I'll just give you the address, and we'll give you more information on Friday. The address is TRS Inc., 40 Exchange Place, 3rd floor, New York, New York, 10005. Okay, thank you, and see you on Friday. Bye-bye.